I was raised by really religious parents, and to give you an idea of the type, when I was about to enter kindergarten, this children's book came out with a same-sex couple, and my parents, horrified, decided that the best way to protect me from that would be to not let me go to school. And it sounds like maybe the plan was for them to homeschool me. So that ended up not happening. Thankfully, I did go to public school. I knew that I was gay in middle school. I had figured it out by then. But obviously, that wasn't going to fly in my family. So I thought I would grow out of it. And I thought that I just needed to meet a man that would be the right guy to marry. So I dated guys all the way through college, and I ended up marrying a man. We are no longer married. Surprise. My sister just clapped, by the way. So I came out to him actually on our first date. And rightfully so, he was like, "Why are you on a date with me?" And I was like, "I don't know, but I like you." And I did. About a year into our relationship, he said, "I really want to be with you forever, but I don't want that to lock you out of this entire part of your identity. So if you ever feel like you want to have a girlfriend, we can talk about it." And I said, "Okay, I will let you know if I meet somebody and we'll talk about it." 6 years later, he and I are married, and I met that person at work. And I came home to him, and I told him about this person. And this person was assigned female at birth, and they identify as non-binary and transgender. And I said to my husband, "Do you want to open our marriage now so I can finally be gay?" And he said, "Sure, let's do it." So after a lot of conversation and some couples therapy, clearly not enough, we opened our marriage, and he started dating other women, and I started dating my person from work, which, yes, we worked in close proximity, and we had to keep it a secret, and one of us had to quit, and they chose to quit, and I will explain why that was necessary at the end of this. So obviously, this was my first queer relationship, and I was starting to feel comfortable with challenging the performance of gender in this relationship. And for me, that meant I feel like a fool in a dress, so I'm never putting one on ever again. I don't want to shave my legs anymore or my armpits. I don't want to paint my nails. I don't want to skip a meal to try to maintain this feminine physique that men want. And so I stopped doing all those things, and I felt so good. I felt like I was learning myself, and I was becoming myself, and I was growing. And my husband was furious. He was absolutely disgusted. I don't think he saw it as growth. I think he saw it as defiance. And eventually, I was like, "Man, what? I'm your wife, and I'm the happiest I've ever been. I am growing, and I'm changing. And the happier I become, the angrier you seem to become." And he said something along the lines of, I need you to be worried still about me finding you attractive." And my response to that was that I shaved my head. I had someone do it. It looked really good. It was definitely a men's cut, but I loved it. It was amazing. And then he just was checked out. He wouldn't even look at me. I was living my best life. But I knew at that point I had two options. I could either just throw all this in the trash and grow my hair back out, shave my armpits, you know, do all of this stuff that I knew would make him to continue to love me, and close off this entire queer part of myself forever. Or I could continue to grow and hope that he would learn how to love me again, but likely know that I would lose everything. So I would lose my relationship with him, with his family, which was so important to me. I would lose our home. We bought a beautiful home on Chestnut Avenue in Hampton. I would lose our pet. Financial loss. And I would have to come out to my parents. I would have to tell them, "I'm divorced. I'm gay. I've been gay the whole time. I have a partner who is transgender that I've been with through my marriage for a while." And that's what I chose. I chose myself. And thank you. And I did lose all of those things. And inevitably, my husband sat me down on like a Tuesday and said, I want a divorce. You're not who I married. And so I went and got the biggest suitcase we had, and I shoved his body in it. No, I got all the clothing that I could fit in there, and shoes and like essentials, only the bare essential things, with no intention of coming back for the rest. And I said goodbye, and I walked out the door. And imagine me walking down Chestnut Avenue with this shaved head and my suitcase behind me, sobbing. And I had the biggest smile on my face, because there is no greater freedom than physically walking away from a life that was never supposed to be yours with everything you own in one hand. And I was born that day. I did eventually come out to my parents, and they were suspiciously supportive. I think it's because my sister married a woman well before I came out, so she kind of paved the way. Thanks, Jen. Yeah. And then there is one thing that I did not lose. I'm still with the person that I met at work. Yeah, they allow so much space for me to grow and continue to grow, because I'm not done. And the reason that they had to quit, truthfully, we weren't really coworkers. I was their boss.